Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, both furry fox folk people. One's an alchemist, the other's just hanging. We all use he/him pronouns, and today one Vons is figuring out his brewing stuff, and the other Vons is probably still in the library, learning book things, getting smart.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse is, I think, probably finishing her first day of making sure that Grix doesn't die. Yep.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns, and Wealthy, we'll see what happens.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold driver. And we all use he, him pronouns. Grix is overwhelmed, and I think that Steamboat Willie is about to become Icarus.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Cool Vons did, in fact, go to the library and try to learn how to read. It went okay.
Reading is fundamental.
Then he returned, and Vons and Cool Vons did some brewing.
Oh, I forgot he returned.
He did return.
Cool.
At Command, where Jesse, Grix, and Wealthy were hanging out, doing Grix's first day of work in his new job as the Overseer of Engineering, Wealthy found some fantasy coke from Cass Richmond in the desk. Grix started reading the manual about how to do his job, and Jesse secured the perimeter. Lyriel, Sui Shona, and Rilia Morrow arrived to talk, and we decided that we're going to do our best to fix things. The big takeaway of this whole conversation was that the Arx is losing power, and the only way that we know of to refuel it involves the boulder golem named Those of the High Mountains taking a person to the core and throwing them in and essentially re-energizing the core via the burning of someone's soul.
So it's like one golem whose name is a plural?
Sure.
Find out.
No, we don't know yet. We also learned that the person who created Those of the High Mountains is named the Wizard Dave, who has a workshop and lab somewhere near the core and may or may not still be there.
But what if he's actually a plural whose name is a singular?
We'll never know until we go, man. We also learned that the people who pilot the mountain are actually just a fusion of souls. It sounded real Junji Ito to this intrepid reporter. But somewhere also near the core is the room where they do the steering, which is the helm. And Lyriel and Rilia recommended that we get the magic suits that we think are still at the Jinkies to go into that room and also into the core, because it's a real bad environment to be in without it. So Grix gave some orders. Lyriel and Rilia are going to figure out how and where to land the Arx. And we, the group of player characters, are going to try to find the core and Dave and the helm. Finally, Steamboat Willie started building a glider and got a nat one on starting with his idea. And that's where we ended.
No issues whatsoever.
Everything's fine. It's all easy street. Is there
any reason why we should panic?
He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Saw this in a cartoon once, he says.
It always works for the coyote. Forgetting what happens to the coyote.
Coyote doesn't need to worry about gravity until he panics.
Honestly, if anyone could make it walking out into thin air and only falling when they look down, it would be one of the Grixen.
Really?
Steamboat Willie said, "Hey, I love the Red Bull challenge." Wow, does nobody remember that?
No, I know the Red Bull challenge.
No, I remember, yeah.
That was the, we've made these totally good gliders. We're going to shove them off a cliff into a lake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like totally stupid looking.
Yeah, so they would always make it even less far than you think they would.
Oh yeah. It would be like an immediate fall. Just fall down.
It's like there are enough surfaces. There should be some air resistance. Nope.
Nope. No, it's extremely heavy.
Dang, we shouldn't have loaded the front with bricks. But all right. So Jesse, Grix, Wealthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You've made some big decisions. It's the end of your workday. What do you do?
Jesse goes home
for
dinner.
And tells Happiness and Hank that she's going to be leaving again.
Well, I mean.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Also, probably, hopefully not for long.
Well, you know. That's what we always say, and then we end up spending 18 episodes underground, so.
Yeah, but it's 18 episodes, not like 18 days, or.
Yeah.
How long are we down this time? 8 weeks? No, like.
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
At least.
You're on the surface for 100 days.
Yeah.
Wealthy, what do you do?
What do I do? I'm actually going to go to the library, and I'm going to look up the spell that you were talking about, the one that we're not supposed to do, because I can't remember the name of it. Help me.
Do you remember what it did?
It was the one that fused the souls to things.
Oh, we just called it fusion enchantment. It was more of a concept than a.
Okay. Then I'm going to go looking for. Information on the fusion enchantment.
Okay. No, yeah, I only established it was a concept simply because I didn't want you to be disappointed there wasn't a spell you get to learn. All right. And then, Grix, what are you going to be doing?
You know, I should go check in with Cog.
Okay.
See how he's doing.
So you head off that direction.
And also, like, check in with my, I guess, constituency? I have a constituency.
Your constituency is kind of everyone in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, the stakeholders of my constituency.
Okay.
The engineering group.
Yeah. Many varied and spread around, but you can certainly try to check in. And then Steamboat Willie was making a glider, presumably that takes a while. Vaughn's is,
yeah.
Were you planning to do anything in particular with your evening besides continue to brew beer?
I think we want to check in with the rest of the group and see what's actually going on. If there's like a plan or whatever. Vaughn's has had his head in a hole for a while.
Vaughn's prime, roll a charisma check.
Oh, 15 plus his level is 10. So 25-ish, I think. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. You are, presuming you present a reasonable at all plan, you're able to find your friends. Or at least one of them. They kind of all went to different locations, so. Who do you want to find?
Who do I find? I don't even know where Fonz went. I figured he'd
know.
You
gotta just say who you want to talk to.
Behold, your agency as a player.
I don't know if he feels like walking. Maybe we just like summon a rat and ask the rat to figure it out for us. Yeah, is Bartholomew
around?
You still
have to like
the
say
rat rolls
who
a d4. I now know where you're headed. You don't get to find out till you get there.
Okay.
You could also actually make a decision. You don't actually have access to Bartholomew, though, because he mostly hangs with Wit and Wealthy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just going to figure out whatever rat's running by. I'll just summon him and say, like, hey, take me to like the nearest member of our team.
You have some back and forth about what constitutes your team.
Yeah, okay. The rat's skeptical either way. Like, I don't know if they like you that much, dude.
The rat's far too professional to say such
well,
a
see,
thing.
As part of their, sacred order, the rats have a giant, red string murder board of literally everyone on the arcs with strings running between every person denoting their relationship. So the rat just has to
run back. It's like the inside of my head.
Yeah. So the rat just has to run back and consult the chaos ball of yarn thing.
Chaos Vons would want to see that.
This would have to be an entire three-dimensional cavern thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Huge. It would be absolutely gorgeous. It would absolutely be misinterpreted by future archaeologists.
It's, yeah, it's basically like a sphere, like the inside of it's a perfectly spherical room.
It's like the inside of a buckyball.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like some of the fibers, the strings in there are like strong, like a spider's web. So the rats can run among them and make adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It actually gets very non-Euclidean in there very quickly.
For real, that's just what the inside of my head looks like.
Full of rats?
No, just like a murder board of like who people are versus what their relationships are.
Do any of you think of people's names, or is it just like this face in your head or this relationship to you?
I remember both together.
I don't, for
the most part.
I think that's a large reason why I tend to forget names is because they're often more associated with a face or a feeling than they are with the name.
I mostly have blurry voices and behaviors attached to very little hard information.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely tip towards stuff I know about the person, including their relationships and like faces, and then names I'm iffy on, as you all may have noticed. They're not a complete no-go, but I also like to get them mixed up a lot, apparently. It's real great. Do not recommend. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cool. Let's start with Wealthy.
Okay.
You're doing research.
Research, research, research.
Brought the podcast back to its roots, and I appreciate that. Make an intelligence check, please.
Oh, God. Find me a 20. That is 17 plus 2 is 19 on a prime.
All right. You do a lot of research. You find in the main areas of the library some allusions to the whole fusion enchantment process and times that has happened in history, but it's all frustratingly light on details.
Of course.
You remember that it is essentially a banned practice at the university.
It's highly taboo.
So there are probably books about it here. This isn't the kind of place that would throw stuff away. Knowledge-wise, but you may have to talk your way into the restricted stacks, or of which there are not many. You normally don't need to dip in there, but apparently this is one of the few cases where you would, or find someone with a private library that would contain such information.
What do I have to do? As a graduated wizard in good standing from the university, what do I have to do in order to be able to access a forbidden stack?
Make a charisma check.
That is 21 on a not prime. So it's 11 on the die, just so you know.
Yeah. So with that, that's not enough to just talk your way in.
Okay.
You need to prove to them that you're using it for a specific purpose, essentially, that they can, see afterwards. So, if you're writing a paper on it, sure. If you're doing research, show them the results at the end, and explain what the research is. The research cannot be, and then I did a fusion enchantment.
The thing you told me not to do. Okay. Yeah. So I go to the librarian, and I assume I know the librarian's name.
Of course you do. I don't, but we can fix that. It's Sid.
Okay. Hey, Sid, how you doing?
Oh, fine, fine. You have that look in your eye. What do you want?
Yeah, I do have that look in my eye. I need to check out the close stacks so that I can look up fusion stuff, fusion spells, information about fusion spells. I don't actually want a fusion spell. All I want... What? I don't want a fusion... Literally, I do not want a fusion spell. I just want to know what kind of stuff goes into it.
I'm not there.
You're going to need a very large cylinder and try to keep all of the flies out.
So you only rolled a 3 on your... took 3 over on your charisma check, but I forgot. I got trained in professional library ethics and I just rolled really high. For Sid. You're not going to do anything with it, right? I know you just protested to the one person snorting like 3 tables down, but...
No, I am not. I am not going to do anything with it. I do not want to be fused with anything on the arcs. I rather enjoy moving around and going down to the ground and coming back up and not being a rock or a tree or whatever it is people have fused themselves to in the past. That's what I would like to find out. Who does this kind of fusion? How they do it in general, not specifics, because from what I understand, it varies from wizard to wizard. So, and I don't want to find out for myself how to do it. Literally, do not want to be a part of the arcs any more than I already am as part of the community. So that's what I would like to do.
You want information? That's my whole job. Come this way.
Okay, I follow. And I kind of behind sits back. I do the yeah, and I pull, fist pull, and yeah. I mean, I literally am not looking to turn into to fuse myself. So
you look so cool. No, that's great. All right, so you are led back to the very back of the normal stacks, and through a nondescript door into a hallway of other nondescript doors. A left is taken, a right is taken, and then a door is unlocked that when you walk past it, you can just feel the magic tingles coming off this thing. This door is enchanted to hell and back. But Sid has a key, so you don't get to find out what those enchantments would do to you were you to try to break this door. And you find yourself in a, I suppose it would be a reading room. It's the size of a largish, like, city apartment. Floor to ceiling, bookshelves along all the walls, several freestanding ones, comfortable chairs and tables. There's not really anyone in there. There's one woman that you recognize as being a professor for illusion who is studying something quietly at one of the tables, but you found your way into the restricted area, which is usually mostly just professors. So good job.
Yay. Not looking furtive at all. I'm going to go start checking the titles of books, probably looking for things that are old, things that are arcane, possibly things that I might be, things that might have been written by wizards around the time, or illusionists around the time of the arcs being launched.
Okay. Sid lets you know on the way out. If you leave, don't try to come back in without coming and getting me. You don't want to open this door without the key.
Okay. Noted. Thank you.
Have fun, and if you take anything, we will know.
I'll keep that in mind.
I just say that to everyone. You're fine. And he heads on out.
Okay. So I'm checking things out.
Roll an intelligence check.
Yay. All right. You've been doing all right for me. And you're not holding up. 14, 16 on a prime.
That die sounded real thonky. I like it.
Yeah, it's okay. I got a tower thing.
Okay, so you find a few things, what you're looking for. You're having an issue where you keep finding stuff that's from the time period you want and or written by wizards, but finding the combination of things or finding anything in those piles related to fusion enchantment specifically is just being real difficult for you. Part of it, I'm going to say, is that there's only so many languages that you speak, and because you're looking at stuff from before, during, or like immediately after the launch, there was a less kind of language standardization. Or like if it's someone's journals from before, maybe it's one of the human languages that didn't really get absorbed into common, so you don't have any way to figure out,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
is this what I need? You find a very, very basic primer on fusion enchantment written by someone who clearly did not think very much of the practice.
Okay.
You find what seems to be a journal filled with the ravings of a madman that you will need to spend time deciphering.
Mm-hmm.
And you find a couple of publications by one Dr. Groves.
Dr. Groves is the one whose office we were in?
The down?
Yes.
The one where I got, the one where the desk blew up?
Yeah, I guess the one where the desk tried to kill you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you find some of his work.
Okay,
as well.
So I'm gonna pull that, I'm definitely pulling that one down. Because he's a shady dude, and this sounds exactly like the kind of shady shit he'd be involved in. So I'm going to take all these books, and I'm going to go sit down at one of the tables, and I'm going to start to read and try and figure out if anybody wrote down anything having to do with the process of getting the ship up and the process of getting the arcs up and the process of figuring out how to steer and where the magic needed to come from and how to divert it through the mountain.
Okay. So that is a little, we're restricting that to the bounds of fusion enchantment because that's what you were talking about originally.
Yeah.
Okay. So the primer doesn't really go into that. It's more general. It lets you know that the fusion enchantments take all sorts of form, you know, yada yada, great personal cost, yada yada, crime against nature and God, yeah. Yada yada.
Yeah.
Standard cautions are given. However, they do recount a few things that honestly seem to you more like fairy tales or myths rather than real stories about very successful versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
People fusing themselves with usually enchanted machines of their own design, or with some other willing creature, usually a magical creature. There is several notes that trying to merge kind of your standard mortal creature with another standard mortal creature is a good way to end up with a creature that experiences horrendous pain and then dies shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Well, just being wildly unethical most of the time. But so there's some successful ones. It reads to you like... almost like some cyberpunk would read to us where it's like, I got a cyborg body and then I had superpowers. Like, which
okay,
makes
yeah.
you question its veracity, but this person's just relating what they say. You also notice
is this person relating what they say they've seen or what they say they've done?
This is
or
essentially
what they
a survey of the
heard.
Literature. So
Okay, it's a survey of the literature.
It's stuff
okay.
they've heard, you know, heard about, read about, talked to people about. But you notice pretty quickly with your fine scholarly skills that none of it is firsthand.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You get some ideas about how.
No primary sources.
No. You get some ideas about how fusion enchantment could theoretically successfully be used.
I look in the back for a bibliography. Nothing going on.
I find one, but it's all just like, you know, interview done on this date.
Okay.
It's then, an MLA.
Then do I recognize any of the names as either people who are famous enough in the Arxis history that I would have learned about them, or do I recognize any names that are still alive?
High or low?
Hi.
There's some fucker named Dave in there.
Oh crap.
Gets mentioned. Not a lot of detail. But
and that's how he's cited.
Some fucker named Dave, yes, exactly.
Okay, so he's supposed to be still alive. All right.
Yeah.
Beyond
that, there may be some additional people, but remember the conversation we just had about names?
Yeah.
There's no one specific right now.
So no
because
Frymies.
This wasn't really about the arcs.
No Frymies or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Then
keep in mind this was just a primer on the general concept.
Yeah. Then what is the journal from Dr. Groves say?
So Dr. Groves's journal has a, or kind of writings. These are, I don't know if chapbook's the right term, but like, you know, short academic books or, you know, essays that have been collected, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not where the wrong word.
Huh?
Not the wrong word.
Fair enough. Where there is some discussion of fusion enchantment, but mostly related to the fact that Groves himself did a large amount of study that kind of ended up being one step away from fusion enchantment. As part of launching the arcs, there was a lot of concern about, especially right after, once people were just, we're living here now and we're stuck here, so we're going to have to adjust. You may have noticed there's a lot of magic running through this mountain and not all of it is very well contained.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when various creatures and such are exposed to increasing amounts, you know? Where is the part where shit gets bad? make a second intelligence check, actually.
All right. I'm not going to push my luck on this one. That is a 22 on a prime. I know you know that, but...
No, it's good to clarify for the listener. And I never mind being reminded. But so Groves talks about a device that's built. There's diagrams and stuff. And you actually recognize this device. It is a containment chamber with various mechanical devices attached to it, well, enchanted stuff that can help either pull magic out of something or, you know, flip it and reverse it and shove a lot of magic into something. And you remember seeing some diagrams of these, I think, on Groves's office before, you know, exploded.
It blew me up.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that one of you told Wealthy if she didn't see this in person. It reminds you of the thing. No, wait, you were with that group. That's where you found Gex. Right. Getting my groupings confused. You walked past this once when you went down to the area with kind of the airlock setup and the that was slightly flooded and you were walking out towards the giant waterfall in that passage where you met Gex. There was a machine down in a small, like, lowered platform area, and that reminds you a lot of that machine. So you think that machine can be used to expose a creature to a lot of magic very quickly.
Okay.
And
that's it. That hardly seems ethical.
It probably wasn't. the stuff Groves cites is very much like animal subjects, but some of those extrapolations he makes about how he thinks it would affect, you know, humans, gnomes, elves, etc.
Yeah, how do you know that, buddy?
Seem a little too well informed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Seems a little specific.
A little bit sus there.
But yeah, there's also some mentions of using crystals, but in this case, mostly as a way to take stored magic and use it as part of the machine to have enough gathered magic that they could do that flooding of magic into the chamber. But as far as doing that in reverse and sucking whatever's in the chamber out into a crystal, that is not covered. Oh, it's also mentioned there's a lot of waste product from doing this particular kind of experiment.
Something like brightly colored goo that makes you do weird shit when you touch it.
That glows, and yeah, it glows, has all sorts of weird properties in case it tells physics to go fuck itself.
And probably is directly above or connected in some way to that room where the Tentacats are. And the Tentacats, I assume, were probably one of the experiments. Well, that sucks.
Seems reasonable. There's certainly mention of creatures that, you know, there's your creatures that lived and were fine. There's creatures that died. But there was a lot in the middle where magic is magic and does weird, unpredictable shit. And mutations were not out of the question.
Okay. I'm going to make notes on all this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna put everything back. And
you do have a journal of a madman you haven't looked at yet.
Oh, the madman's journal. Okay, I'm gonna look at that.
That was not me being disparaging toward Dr. Groves. It is a separate thing. So, okay, make an intelligence check to try to make sense of this.
Wow. Okay. It's ugly color, but this is, that's a 19, 21 on a prime.
Okay, and make a wisdom check.
Okay, that's asking a lot.
It is.
That is a nat 1. Thank you very much. Ding, 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 ding. Sorry. Maybe I'm just going to go mad.
Well, I have to be mean to make the interesting thing happen, I wondered to myself. Just rolled an at one instead. Wealthy, read the whole thing cover to cover and you lose track of time.
Okay.
You are getting shoot out by Sid at about midnight when you're done.
Okay. Sorry, it was just so interesting, Sid. Thank you for coming by and remembering me. I need to go eat. I need to go eat. Oh, God, I need to eat. I need to eat. Okay. So I'm going to put the book back. Mm-hmm. I've been making notes all along. Yeah. I'm going to thank Sid, and I'm going to be on my way.
Okay, you head on your way. You pour over what you learned in your head. Where are you going to get food?
You know where we haven't been in a long time?
We Bob's been too.
Deep cut, A+, the notes.
We haven't been to the dumpster. I got a hankering for cockroach nachos.
Oh, other Bob.
He's not on.
Depending on the staffing that day.
Yeah, he's definitely not on tonight because Kelly's in a conversation. Kelly's not allowed to have that conversation. So
I have to have conversations with myself.
Yeah, because you're the CK.
That's what you signed up for.
Nah. All right. You're at the dumpster.
I'm at the dumpster.
You don't remember much of the intervening time period, but you're sure it's fine.
Oh, God. Actually, I'm not sure it's fine. I'm going to ask Sidroa. What? Do you remember getting here?
Yes. You walked down many hallways and streets.
Do you remember how long we sat in the room reading the book?
6 hours?
Oh, dear God. And I don't remember any of it. And I don't remember walking here.
You seemed enraptured.
Do you remember what I was reading?
A journal.
Yeah, thank you. I remember that. Did you read any of what I was reading? Were you able to understand any of what I was reading?
Sidroa makes an int check. Bits and pieces. I recognize some symbols, but not the language.
Were any of the symbols something you might worry about?
Can Sidroa read?
About to find out. Shh.
Yeah.
Roll a d12 for me.
Okay. 1.
Okay. And Adam?
Yo.
Roll a d20 for me.
You asked for it.
I did.
Got this. 16.
What can I say? I got big dice.
And I cannot lie.
Symbols of sources of power. Written in strange ways, admittedly.
Okay, because I don't remember very much, and I don't remember walking here. And it said right on the spine, "Journal of a Madman." So, I'm worried.
Narrator, you more arrived by that from contest.
It does what it says on the tin.
Maybe that was a forward. I might say.
And I really hate the idea that I might have gotten hold of the Necronomicon, but you know, I've got an eldritch being living inside me, and I owe one my soul. So, really, what is the harm?
I mean, so long as everyone's consenting, that yeah, we're not going to kink shame. That's
these were different from either of those. They were vague, but
vague. Were they?
It's like saying if someone has the power of light or good, but not good, righteousness, something like that. It's context is important, and I could not get all of the context. Wealthy, another comparison that you might make is someone talking about like a great source of power for evocations to make your magic more destructive. That could be a lot of kinds of sources.
Okay.
And basically, Sidroa knows enough to tell you it's something like that, or it's a source of power, but they couldn't tell you its alignment or inclination, as it were. Writing was chaotic.
Yeah, I don't think the author was terribly all there. Okay. It suddenly occurs to me. Do I Can I recognize this from... Did I recognize anything in the book from the book that I summoned Gex from in the other world?
No.
Okay.
But when you try to think back on what you read, it's a real blur.
Okay, I'm going to look at my notes. Did I make any notes?
You did.
Did they make any sense?
Roll a wisdom check.
Let's bring in a new, different dice. Give me something good. That's a 21.
Not a prime.
I'm totally not a prime.
They're a little shaky, but they make sense. You know, magical power, kind of the stuff Sidroa said. Your handwriting is a little, you know, iffy in places, but yep, they make sense.
And what do they say in aggregate?
That's about what you got out of them in aggregate, which is weird because there's like 30 pages of notes.
Okay. They make sense.
They make sense. You just can't recall what you just read in any super great amount of detail.
Okay. So I can't remember what I read while I was there for 6 hours.
But you feel great about this. And
I feel great about this.
Gonna say, right. I'm telling you can't remember. Wealthy is kind of like, yeah, my notes make sense.
Okay. I'm gonna order nachos then.
You order nachos.
And I damn right. recommend the nachos, yeah.
And we jump on over to Jesse.
Hey.
Jesse, you're arriving home after a long day of work. And you go around the corner to your apartment. And at roughly lower rib height, Prime Vons runs directly into you.
Oh, hey. Did you come over for dinner?
Oh, you have dinner? Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, like we always have a lot of food.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Come on in.
Yes.
The messenger rat squeaks at you and holds out a paw.
Well, come in then. Jesse, I mean, I guess I don't get to invite him, but, you know, he's gonna anyway.
Jesse's like, you gotta, like, did he bring you here?
Emphatic nodding on the part of the messenger rat.
Hey, man, you gotta, like, pay this guy.
Oh, okay. Vaughn finds something in his pockets,
people,
I'm sure.
For things that they do for you, right? Yeah, man, come in. We're all, I mean, I don't know what we're having for dinner, but, and I was gonna ask my wife a question, but, sure, you're here, so that's cool.
Prime Vaughn's a cool Vaughn's / Green Day Vaughn's / Gatsby. Tag along, or...
Yeah, I imagine he did.
All right.
Gatsby doesn't really know anybody on this rock yet.
Oh, hey, Cool Vaughn.
Or sorry, Cool Vaughn does not know anything about... Yeah, doesn't know anybody. Still getting to know people. He said in the third person.
The episode blurbs were semi-clear for like 4 episodes. And then we switched to Cool Vaughn and it was all for naught. And it rules, but... It was very funny to realize. Anyway. So yes, Cool Vaughn is also there.
Yeah, come on. I'm sure it's fine.
All right.
Jesse has them over for dinner.
Okay. Both Vonses.
Amazing.
This is going to be so weird.
Yeah. First off, I'm curious, how does each Vons feel about small children?
That's a good question. Processing.
I was going to have you roll a charisma save against them, but...
Okay,
might
so
be a little much.
Prime Vaughn's maybe a little. He really hasn't dealt with them much. As like, yeah, he probably treats them like, probably not terribly differently from how he treats robots. Like, doesn't understand their purpose or
exploits their labor.
How they work. I don't know that he exploits their labor. He would think that they suck at doing things.
I feel like we've had this exact conversation before.
Wow. Well, for any listeners for whom this is a repeat,
this is for the new listeners.
That's
definitely
fair.
Why we're doing it.
That's
I
fair.
Definitely it... remember this conversation.
It's just like dinging very weird, specific, like deja vu bells for me.
That's fair. But all right.
That's so weird. I'd swear that's the first time I'd considered that. But yeah, let's go. Other Vaughns, though, this would definitely be a first here. Other Vaughns thinks children are special and important, but until they learn how important it is to overthrow whatever government exists, they are also still too malleable and squishy to be useful. But he supports them growing to be useful, so he's going to, like, you know, support parents. Parents are good, and kids should learn to overthrow their parents eventually.
So sorry, is this Cool Bonds that wants the overthrow of everything authority figure, or is this Prime Bonds?
Cool Bonds is still very anti-authority, but, you know, kids are neat.
I'm just trying to clarify which one held which opinion, because I got a little turned around.
Oh, sorry. Classic Vons thinks kids are basically, like, useless and...
Got it. And
yeah.
And Cool Vons is like, these will be useful members of the revolution.
They will be useful, yes. And let's look on the optimistic side of this. And we just need to teach them to... you know, appreciate, but eventually overthrow their parentage.
Okay.
That's
how future generations work.
So intense, man. That is so fucking intense, man. Okay, dude, cool.
Let's see
how this comes up. Well, in the role playing.
Yep, with these thoughts in mind, you're all at dinner.
New Vons grew up in Bush era, man. Like,
yeah.
It's where he is.
Yeah.
He's pulled right out of there.
Yep.
Important question, actually, for character development. Did New Vaughn see any kind of real-world version of 9/11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's formative.
Yeah, no, there's very little divergence, because otherwise Green Day can't happen.
That album specifically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it was very time specific.
Sometimes you make something a linchpin and, well, you gotta stick to it.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is not the conversations that I thought I would be having in this scene, okay.
I think that was just so...
Put it in the show notes, it'd be fine.
For Gervonta's specific thoughts about authority.
But sure.
All right. So yeah, you're all at dinner. Hank and Happiness were... Well, I guess... No, Happiness hasn't met Vons, because Vons ran away.
Hey, Happiness, this is Vons. You said he wasn't there the other night when you went over there, but he's the guy that came up with the actual cure.
What does it smell like in here?
Wholesomeness.
Wholesomeness.
Yeah. It smells
vanilla and spices?
It smells like a nice, here's the thing. Hank is the homemaker, basically. Like, he's the one who stays home, because Happiness goes into the lab every day, the lab where she works.
Oh, there's a lab.
No, there's not a lab.
Oh,
because they're small children.
You want to see my lab?
Please.
Do the kids want to see my lab?
We're still in the scene setting. Hang in there.
So Hank is the one who stays home all day doing, like, you know, homemakery things. He has like a stone carving business. He does like custom orders. He's like a carpenter, except we don't have carpentry, really. We have stone. So that's what he does for his job. And of course we share child raising duties, and he's the one who does all of, you know, the mending and stuff. And so I think it smells like pleasantly masculine.
Important question. Mm-hmm. Are there notes of sandalwood?
I was going to say.
Of course there are fucking notes of sandalwood. What do you think I am?
Like some
not
sandalwood.
Not a fan fiction
and,
writer?
Exactly.
Like some, so probably some vanilla too then, huh? Right? Like I called?
Yeah. No.
No?
Pine.
No.
Pine.
Yep. Pine. Pine always comes
pine.
In.
Pine. And sandalwood.
Even though I don't smell.
Huh.
I know. We have had that conversation several times.
We have had that conversation.
And also the smell of something that smells like roast chicken, but I think that Green Day Vons get to find out it's very much not a chicken.
It's some kind of like mushroom that they figured out how to breed or like, you know, crossbreed to like taste like really close to, you know, poultry.
It's less horrifying than I was going to go with. So yeah, it's that.
Thank you.
All right.
Do these mushrooms have feathers?
No.
Well, there goes my pillow business idea.
I would like to remind you specifically, Adam, that somewhere in the tunnels, you found an entire pit full of feathers, and you never investigated it further. So you could have that pillow business.
Hey, up until a second ago, it could have been mushrooms too. Who knows?
Anyway,
so you're all at dinner. It smells lovely. Happiness is refraining from grilling you for every single alchemical thing ever. If only because I imagine the children have complained at least once when that has happened in other contexts.
You want me to make something to make the children quiet?
You aren't having this conversation at all because Happiness is showing restraint. She was very interested in your cure, but dinner is not the time, apparently. She's been told by different people on various occasions.
Including her mother.
Well, if he's not talking, he's eating.
Well, I'm just saying the conversation is not specifically give me the info. It is about other things. Jesse and Bonds, I leave it to you. Godspeed.
So,
if
like,
he's not talking, he's eating is going to be on the back of his trading card.
So what did you like? What did you get up to today, Vons and Cool Vons?
Beer, I suppose. And cleaning equipment. Vons said I needed to clean the equipment to make more beer. I didn't see a lot of what he was doing, but dude sounded busy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I heard that beer is, you know...
You see, I heard it sucks lately, so I haven't had any of his good stuff yet. I think he's got a stash, but I haven't. Oh, I didn't.
Really? Is bad? I heard it was okay. Is it not good?
He says it's bad. Yeah.
Jesse turns to Hank, who is like the beer connoisseur, and is like, have you been to the Fermenting Fox? Like, is it bad?
It's fine. I miss their old stuff, but.
Oh,
things being what they are, I'm happy there's a place to drink. And
oh, is Lucky it like hard to find places
brewing
to
staff
drink
came
now?
Up with something pretty interesting out of what they have. So
sounds like they've managed to depressed people. It's quite the feat.
Jesse like squints and tries to figure out what the fuck that means.
Hank cocks his head slightly like a golden retriever. Vaguely confused.
Oh, in that the new beer is disappointing and thus depressing those who are already depressed.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So this is food.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is.
And well, it's real food, too. Like, back home, we don't get food like this exactly, you know.
Oh, no. Is it, like, magical? Well, no, it can't be magical. You don't have magic. What does it mean to have,
we have
like,
Wonder
fake
Bread.
Food?
Yeah, Skittles.
And yeah, there's Skittles. Like half of the marketing is magic based.
What makes it not real though?
Oh, there's you heard of corn?
Have I heard of
vaguely.
Corn?
I don't think corn would grow very well up here.
Yeah, it's not really a high altitude thing.
You know of corn. I don't think it was really... I don't think there was any of it in Helandril, and that's where a lot of the stuff up here is kind of from, so...
Mm.
You've not had corn. You know of it.
I've heard of corn.
Yeah. It's like a grain, kind of. A starchy, mostly. Apparently you can milk it and get goo out, and we basically make everything out of that goo. At least some amount of that goo. And
Jesse is like absolutely baffled at what that could possibly mean.
Oh, hold on to your seats. And then we mix it with various other things, often also containing that goo. That goo is somehow in like everything. And then we put everything into a plastic of some kind.
A What's plastic?
Right? I'm not entirely sure how to explain plastic. Like, when something has decayed a lot and then reverted back to its goo state, you can, like, get oils and other things out of that. And then the oil...
So you put food into trash?
Kind of. But the food was basically trash to begin with. The oils polymerize, and then you get, like... You can make sheets out of that.
Jesse's like, what does polymerize mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I we could probably come up with something for that. Polymers aren't great, but they can be really flexible and versatile. We might be able to figure something out in that space around here.
But what is it, though?
Oh, it's like when the goo takes a more permanent shape and kind of hardens or semi-hardens.
Oh, so it's like bread.
Sure. And we keep bread in it, so that's fun.
Oh, so it's like bread all the way down.
You know, there is a lot of bread where I come from in various... Although that corn goo is in most of it.
Bread is like... one of my favorite, like, fancy things.
I can see that. I noticed that you guys have resources specialized to the environment.
Jesse stares at you. Yeah, like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, it's a big floaty rock. Back home, it was... all just on top of ground rock. Nothing was, well, some things were floating. I'm sure there were boats. Do you have boats here?
Well, yeah, you were on a boat. Do you not remember when we were on a boat?
Well, we were on the boat down there, but are there boats up here?
No.
Not really. Sorry, I mean, not like, there. No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, like, because, like, where would you put them, right?
In a cave, duh.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I think there's like one of the fisheries, I think, probably might have a boat.
Oh, sure, sure.
Just for, like, the lake and shit.
Yeah. And, like, maybe you guys had, oh, not a my big God, boat. Wait till not you guys like, hear about Disneyland. God,
not like Harper's boat.
So there's, like, these, do you guys have theme parks? You don't have a theme park. There's no way you'd have it. This place is about as big as a theme park.
I don't know what that means. So
I know. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's got to be real.
And like every time she says, I don't know, she like also makes eye contact with Happiness and Hank just to be like, you don't know what this is either, right?
They do not.
I just mean, to check. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like Jesse doesn't. Sure, because Jesse doesn't have a lot of confidence that she is an authority on anything.
I think anything that sounds familiar to them, they can still tell this is a completely different context where what they think it is might be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's weird is if you guys came back to where I came from, you probably wouldn't care about any of this stuff. It's all so frivolous and commercial and capitalist.
Well, which, I mean, yeah. Like, it's nice to make money to support your family, right?
I mean, money doesn't work right back there.
What does that mean? What does that mean, man?
Money's broke.
Yeah, it's like you just use money to get more like you literally sell money all day and call it a job. It's weird.
Jesse really just stares at you like,
do you have banks up here?
Yeah, we have banks. Ian, please.
You do. Yeah. Only in the more basic forms of them, but yes.
Yeah. So.
Savings and loans.
Yeah. Kind of thing. So, like, a loan, you, like, buy money, right? You take money now, and then you give back more. So, it's like, over the long term, you just paid to have money for a while, and then gave the money back. But, back home, man. Oh, wait. Did 2008 happen? Yet.
No, we're in like 2005.
Yeah. think we determined it has to be at least like late 2005. So
you can go back. You can warn everyone.
At any rate, the subprime mortgage crisis has not happened.
Yeah, so he's not entirely aware of how deep this goes, but he's definitely got the sense and communicates the sense in some over their heads terms, I'm sure, although not meaning to be, that money's fucked and it's too complicated for laymen and it's kind of wrecking America.
I don't know what America is, but I'm real sorry about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you guys pretty much just have the one thing up here, huh? Do people fight over, like, space up here?
Not really. Like, I mean, the Arcs is always making more room down into, like, the caves, but...
Oh. Does that mean the population is kind of going up or down? I mean,
it's kind of always gone like a little bit up.
Huh.
I mean, people have babies and then those babies have babies. And I mean, not like when they're babies, but.
Oh, but it's like a fixed ecosystem up here, right? Does that mean that the.
I swear to God. Sorry, continue.
does that mean that it's like a semi-fixed system, right? Because it's powered by the sun, but does that mean that the weight carried by the arcs is increasing gradually? Or are the people somehow getting smaller? Maybe you're like shoveling some rocks off every so often. How's the buoyancy work? Well, yeah, that's right. We're sinking.
Jesse just thinks back to all of the conversations that she, like, was around for today and goes quiet.
Hey, cool Vons. Make a wisdom check.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I just rolled a 20. I don't know what that means in this context.
Man, Jesse got real quiet, specifically when you talked about buoyancy in a way that makes you think...
Something bad is happening. Yep. With the arcs is buoyancy.
To this giant rock that you're on. Like, she seems real nervous. And you knew some stuff around here was bad, but this makes you think things are worse than you may have known.
All right. Somebody made this thing float. I'm sure we can do something about that. We could throw more rocks off the side.
Jesse sighs and says, yeah, I think the next thing we're going to try to do is go into the tunnels and try to find some guy that did something and, I don't know, ask him to stop or do better or, I don't know, something like that.
Well, we could all do better.
Yeah. I think.
There was very little context in that phrase, and Vons just wanted to be positive.
I think with your Nat 20, I might say you get the impression that Jesse would like to be done.
Aw.
Yeah.
Vons awkwardly takes a bite of whatever this food is.
I think Jesse is like, you just get the vibe of like, oh, it might be family time soon. It might be like overstayed my welcome time soon. But Jesse would never say that. So I'm saying that metatextually.
All right. Yeah. So Vons is like leaning into other Vons and saying, dude, Maybe we ought to go. Vons, of course, just replies with a mouthful of food.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just grabs a plate on his way out.
Okay.
All right. Jesse, like, immediately after Vons leaves, just kind of like buries her head in Happiness's lap, and is like, everything is really super fucked and I want to have you guys go to the ground as soon as possible.
having is just like patting your hair, and it's like, it's bad enough that that's better, huh?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Really super for sure, babe. Yeah.
I hate moving. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want you guys to die, so I really would like it if you would, like, I don't know, go to the... I don't know. We'll figure something out, but you guys gotta get out the fuck out of here.
Maybe the place with the bees?
Oh, yeah, the place with the bees would be really great. The kids could run around. It's, like, super safe. The corruption, like, can't be in there at all, because they're, like, it's too sunny and shit, or whatever the fuck it was in there. Also, I have a question. So, like, you told me that I can't, like, touch magical weapons. And it feels like that's, like, a problem now. So, like...
Come up a lot, huh?
Yeah, it did. There was this weapon that we found almost immediately, and everybody was like, touch it, Jesse, touch it. And I was like, I'm not allowed to, I can. And everybody was, like, real weird about it. And I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I want to touch magical weapons, but also, like, it's, I think, maybe getting to be a problem.
Well, just use your discretion, and maybe if it talks to you, drop it. And I think that'll be
okay. Oh, that's a good. I like that. Okay. Yeah, but then there like is a weapon that somebody has that talks to them. They really thought that I should have that weapon for a while, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yes, I think that'd be a good rule, and you're
off. Oh, that's right. I've got that weapon. Okay.
Yes, you do. Ian and I have had several conversations about it outside of your presence.
Like one or two. Like, hey, guess what I figured out? Anyway.
I got all this great lore about this.
Every once in a while, Ian will just be like, Aaron, do you remember this thing? And I'll be like, yes, I do.
I was doing a giant re-listen a little while back, and Aaron definitely got some text about, like, hey, guess what this detail I just reviewed is? Remember that really important thing everyone forgot about?
Uh-huh.
Aaron, Mark, possibly at least one other listener just screaming at their MP3 player of choice. Like, of course I remember.
I can't explain why I remember what I remember, but, like, I just, yeah.
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 But anyway,
just
use your discretion. I trust you.
Okay.
You have good instincts. That was more just a, perhaps an overly generalized rule. So.
Okay.
Just be careful. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
But seriously, if it talks to you, like, throw it off a cliff or something. Or make one of your friends hold it.
I don't think they'll let me throw things off of a cliff if they're magical, because
like, we're going to stop you.
Then make one of them hold it from... Actually, I don't know how many voices one can have in their head at the same time before it starts becoming a real problem. It's really
Jesse,
outside my field.
Jesse does like a 1,000-yard stare and is like, I don't know, but I think at least one of my friends is getting pretty close.
It does sound like that from what you've told me. Well, let's just keep yours at just you in there, okay?
I really want to be just me inside of here. Yeah. Well, you know, like, sometimes you can be inside me, too. But that's a different thing.
And on that note... jump cut. That was very good, don't get me wrong. And I'm ready to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's totally fine.
All right, Grix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make your way down to the first of your constituents that you can think of. Cog's office. It's... Well, Cog. You go to Cog's office to see Cog, who's your constituent.
Right.
As much as I like the idea of having you just talk to buildings. So yeah, it's a little bit late, but Cog often stays late because paperwork.
He's a lonely
grumbling
man.
About people not putting their stuff away correctly, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I will knock and say, hey, Cog, how's it going?
So you headed on in, right? You didn't just like
knock
and stay outside the door. Okay.
I assume it's an open door policy kind of thing.
It is. Like it is.
Yeah.
Nah, I was thinking it'd be weird if he didn't walk in, so that's why I wanted to clarify. Hey, Grix. Kind of goes over to his desk, picks a piece of paper. Heard you got a big weird promotion.
Yeah.
Right after I heard you went to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, funny how that happened. Yeah, so I'm the political head of engineering now.
Oh, the overseer?
Yeah. It's little worried about it. It's a little more than I expected, especially being recruited out of jail. But yeah, here I am now. I thought I'd see if you had anything like advice or, you know.
I was going to ask for a raise, but advice is good.
I don't know that that's in my, I'll submit a proposal. I don't know how that works. It's literally my first day.
Well, congratulations on the new job. I suppose I can't really expect you to come back to the maintenance crews anytime soon, can I?
No, probably not. But we are going down to fix the core, re-energize it and stuff.
I'll be careful. Tracing down to the core ends super well, by which I mean I got knocked unconscious and almost died. So.
Right. Yeah. We're going with a big group, though. You were just, no offense or anything, but you were just you.
Yeah. I mean, there was only one of me.
Yeah.
But, all right. So you're going to go down to the core.
Yeah.
You got promoted in a, I'm guessing, pretty sketchy way.
Yeah. 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 Let's not go into it. It's best you don't.
Duly noted. Be careful, but you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you never spent much time down in the deep, deep parts. And I used to do that a lot.
Sure. We've gone down there.
Then you have kids and want to not die. Oh, I mean, deeper than you went. Oh. I mean, like the deep delve cruise. So, pack plenty of food and water. Be ready to be down there a while. Be ready to run away. Bring more people than you think you need.
Got it.
And just remember that everything goes real weird down there. So be ready for anything isn't great advice, but just kind of assume that you're not going to be able to get where you're going without a whole bunch of trouble.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I appreciate it. Anything you need, you know, I suppose you and the rest of the crew are my constituents now. So anything you all need, anything I can put forward as your, you know, proposals or whatever.
I mean, so it's kind of outside of my jurisdiction these days, but some of my buddies from the Deep Delve crews were talking about how, well, they've been losing people a lot because there's been a really hard push toward the core to try to fix it.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is new. Good new. Don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of pressure on people who don't normally have to work this fast to get that deep, you know? So I don't know. If we have the resources to spare, getting them some more protection would be good. We had one crew come back with 3 out of 12 people like a week ago.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like protection in the tunnels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
we're running low on people, and I mean, the Guardians aren't doing great either, but.
Got it.
I don't know. We're not fighters by trade, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Deep Delve crew is better at it than most, but we could use some people who have some more tactical experience.
Yeah. All right. I'll definitely mention that for sure. And hopefully if we get things restarted and patched up, it'll help.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Guardians will be really appreciative if you get them out of sitting in the middle of a cloud. The corruption's been mostly sticking to the storm-based tactic for now, but there's no reason they need to, and they keep spotting like corrupted birds and stuff, you know, just at the edge of view. So
yeah,
I don't know. Something's about to happen and I don't like it, but
oh, okay.
Right now I'm mostly just trying to keep the lights on.
Cause yeah. Kobolds love all kinds of lights.
The running lights.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Emergency lights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, trying to squeeze as much power out of this place as possible. And
I thought they worked in the dark.
I mean, can, but
they don't do super bright light, like sunlight, you know, bright day sunlight is bad for them, but beyond that, it's fine. Also a random crew member. It was more of a generally encapsulating statement. Not the only thing I do. Now go home. I'm not paying you overtime,
but they promised us overtime.
I'm certain that Cog did not promise you overtime.
Oh, I thought I could trick him.
Both of you, out. I want to close up and go home.
Sorry, boss.
Yeah. I've got, like, so many kids to feed.
After you leave. Rick, I question that guy's life choices. Kids are great, don't get me wrong, but like hitting double digits is kind of a lot. Whatever, I'm not here to judge. Anyway, maintenance is hard. And trying to do as much as we have with the limited power, you know, rationing is also quite difficult. So I don't really expect you to get them to ease up on that. But if you can at least, like, if you know something's coming down the pipe, if you can keep me informed, like, even if I can't tell people, maybe I can at least plan around it a little bit. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So yeah. How's the ground?
Ground is fascinating. There's a lot going on down there. A lot of people, a lot of groups. And we met a genie, and I'll go ahead and fill Cog in on the interesting stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll see, you know, any reason to keep big secrets from him. Or, I mean, anything, I don't know, I can't think of anything specifically, but I'll keep it vague.
Yeah.
Just the cool stuff.
Yeah. Ah, the valley sounds cool.
Yeah, right?
And second base sounds cool too, but... Sounds like it's really, well, cool down there.
Yeah. I think that we should, obviously we should start getting ready to get off the rock at some point, because this isn't going to last.
Yeah. That's the question of finding someplace secure to put everyone, or I don't know. Do you think it'd be safer to split everyone up more smaller groups? It sounds like that's what the people on the ground have been doing.
I think it'd be better to like, build a safe place on the ground, like the valley, but like bigger. But I don't know.
I mean, we can try. I'll put a make place with eternal sunlight on my to-do list.
Exactly.
Super normal.
Don't worry, I've put it right under finish processing all of Wealthy's tickets.
Still working on those.
Yeah.
It's only been 3 months.
Working. Very focused.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not at the bottom of my to-do list. After I found 3 where she reported holes and caverns. Yep, working hard.
Yeah.
Say hi to her for me next time you see her.
Absolutely. Hey, some of those handrails might help with the people getting hurt down below. Maybe not.
Oh my god.
I mean, if you think a handrail can stop someone from getting torn to shreds by some flying creature of darkness, sure. Have to be a pretty good handrail, though.
Be a really good handrail.
Maybe 2 bars, you know, real secure.
You can duck behind it or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And all right. So you visited a constituent.
Woo.
Did you tell him about the people juicing?
No, I don't want to like.
I was just genuinely curious if you had told him about that.
No.
Yeah, I assumed you only meant ground adventures.
Yeah, only ground adventures. Horrible revelations. I want to tell people about that, but I want to do it in a way that doesn't, it's not just one off that gets that one person killed.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. I wanted to verify.
So like, I want to like, you know, make pamphlets and distribute them.
Yes. I actually have a question that just occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
Does Cog know about the fact that you have Kirill in a crystal?
Oh shit.
So Cog wasn't necessarily like on your crew back then or whatever, but like, or, you know, it wasn't there necessarily, but it occurs to me that he'd have all the context for why that was real fucking weird.
Haven't we? Didn't we? I thought that was brought up when we talked about the ghosts.
Maybe. I don't remember, but okay. I wasn't sure, and I wasn't going to pull it out anyway. I just realized I couldn't remember if you told him or not. So we'll go with probably, and at some point I will re-listen up Block's episodes and we'll find out. But okay, cool. So unless there's anything else you wanted to talk to Cog about, we'll cut there.
No, I think that's about it.
And then Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
You wanted to find someone who could fly to help you out.
Yes.
How are you going about that?
Well, there's Grix, because he has the dragon spell. But he's been really busy lately. I did hear about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And that S.H.I.E.L.D. can fly.
Yes, but the last time you saw S.H.I.E.L.D., they were at second base.
Oh, they were... I thought all those people came back.
No. Nope.
Like,
no.
Okay.
They were actually like staying there because they were building it out and.
Okay.
Spending the resources points on new facilities.
Hmm.
Expanding slowly. Yeah. So you can always try to see if shields are around. It's possible that they came back, but you've only been up here like 2 days, so it's unlikely.
Yeah, probably not. I don't especially Steamboat Willie not knowing this plane of existence and this culture and how magic works and what's possible. I don't know. I might just start asking people, hey, can you fly? Do you know anyone who can fly?
Make a charisma check.
I'm trying to find somebody who can help me fly. I rolled a 2 on the die.
Doesn't even think to ask Grix.
Well, Grix has been busy.
But Grix is in another location.
Yeah.
And busy. So.
And I have met several people who can fly so far.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
You go to find someone to help you fly.
Yeah.
Where better than outside.
Oh, God.
The city is on lockdown. But.
Yep.
Actually, I need to make a wisdom check for someone.
Yes, you do.
That's not bad. You get a bit of a look as you just stride towards the door to the outside. But someone opens it for you. Or someone looks at a person in a booth. That person looks at a piece of paper and they give the kind of let him through motion and the door is opened for you. And they give you a nod and say overseer and let you out and close the door behind you.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay.
Because you look exactly like someone who just got promoted to one of the most powerful positions in the city.
Oh.
So you're outside and it is foggy and cold.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know things about outside.
You do. So I figure you're not going to run around and start screaming. But what you do find pretty quickly is you stick very close to the arcs. I'm going to say that you can't, because Vons can't really read, you can't really read either in this world.
Sure.
But you listen to some people talking, and you figured out roughly where the flying regiment is stationed. So you basically left at the closest exit to there, and are making your way up to where you're pretty sure they're based. So you end up in some wooden towers, or in some stone like carve-outs. High above one of the doors into the core of the city itself.
Okay.
And one human looks to be a wizard. The robes are always a dead giveaway. Uh-huh. And someone who looks for all the world to be a little tiny pixie are both, you know, sitting near the door and kind of turn and look at you and just go, can we help you?
I came out to see, I know the flying crew's out here.
We're two of them.
Great. Hey, I'm how to describe who I am. I'm not this universe's Grix, who is recently been promoted to your, that's a name drop. That was rude of me. Oh, golly. I'm designing, a flying apparatus, and I was hoping that somebody could help with like flying with me and making sure I don't, you know, crash and die. And I thought of you all.
They kind of look at each other and just go, this card game is getting really boring anyway. Sure.
Oh, that's unexpected. Great. I mean, thank you. I perfectly thought that this was a good idea.
I bet they play more Mahjong than card games. I mean, papers just to expect.
Card game is relative.
Yeah.
They've painstakingly carved out hundreds of cards to play Magic the Gathering. It is an even more expensive hobby in this.
It weighs so much. It takes even more space and weighs so much more.
Fucking a wheelbarrow.
You literally cannot play Commander.
Yeah.
But you don't need deck sleeves. That's
true.
Yeah.
Silver
yeah.
linings. So the pixie zips away and you hear them saying, Iris, we're going to go watch some guy try to fly a contraption. You hear a, what? But the pixie is already back. Let's go outside. It'll be fun. How high do you want to jump off?
I mean, any high, because it's all down from there, right?
I figured you were going to like aim above the plaza, but if you just want to go free flying, sure, I guess. Oh,
well, yeah, that makes more sense, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, above the plaza sounds great. Yes, in that case, fairly high, as high up as we can get, but still above the rock.
Okay, we can do that. You are taken up many stairs and ladders.
Great.
Welcome to one of the closest, but still very high up. They skip past the 50-foot mark, and you are now at a... Technically, according to the description that the wizard gives you, you are standing on a platform that is 107 feet above the plaza below. It's one of the launches for people flying out from this regiment, and it should do nicely if you want it high up.
Okay, I do. Yep, great. Nothing will go wrong here.
You're confident in that thing, right?
Pretty. Jumped up and down on it, and it seems sturdy.
What does it look like?
I'm picturing like a kind of like a box kite with wings, and like very kind of organic struts.
Okay, looks a little elaborate, but
yeah,
you don't have any magic to fly on your own.
No, I have friends who do, but they're busy. So
the two kind of give each other a look, and Dixie just goes, "Okay, go for it."
All right. And you all can like catch me, right? Like, I mean, I'm rude.
By the time you're asking that, they've already pushed you.
I mean, I can't, but he can usually cast something. And the wizard just goes, unless something goes very wrong, yes.
Great.
I should be able to make you fall safely, but great. Just try not to get too far away before everything fails. And try not to go over the side.
That I hope, I sincerely hope.
All right. And so Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Make a dexterity check as you go to take flight.
All right. 13 on the die. This is Steamboat Willie.
Actually.
14 plus level. 20. And not level.
I should have checked this first. For your class skills.
Oh, yeah.
What should you be rolling? Because I'm worried I just had you roll the wrong thing. I don't have it in front of
me. No, I've got it here. Intelligence. Should be intelligence.
Okay,
check.
So you can use that 14 on the die if you want and just make it int, or you can roll again.
13, and I will make it int because that makes it a 15 plus 6, 21, because that int is a prime.
So you go, you focus, you judge the wind, and with a running leap, you glide out into the air, and that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, God!
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thank you very much, Aaron. It was a pleasure. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in next time to Primary